Blog Talk Radio.
Urban Teen Magazine here at Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Sandra White Stevens, publisher of Urban Teen Magazine. We are a teen magazine written for teens by teens. Here at Urban Teen Magazine Radio, we focus on the entertainment section of Urban Teen, bringing to life to our readers and listeners some of the wonderful and talented artists that we feature. Which brings me to our very special guest today. Odessa and her label Cult Music are poised to take the mainstream audiences by storm. And if there's first collaborations are any indication of things to come, Odessa has already hit the ground running. We're going to start off today's show with one of Odessa's hits. It's called Olé Olá. We'll return with our special guest, Odessa. So let's take a listen. Olé Olá.
Oh,
on Urban Teen Magazine. We seem to have lost Odessa. I'm waiting for her to call us back. But in the meantime, just wanted to give you a little background on her. She was born in Tampa, Florida, and raised in St. Croix, Virgin Islands by Afro-Cuban parents. Just want to see if we can wait on her a little bit longer. Odessa, if you're out there, give us a call in. We really want to interview and have our audience exposed to her. She's done such great things, and is a wonderful artist out there for you guys. I think, let me go over a little bit of things that she's done. She's a savvy music industry insider and part of the SAG-AFTRA since 2006. Loves being part of the union. So many things that she's doing. Her music is taking the whole industry by storm. If you like dance music, this is your girl. What I'm going to do, we have another single from her, so hopefully she'll give us a call in, but you guys will get to listen to it and see for yourself what you what's special about Odessa. So I'm going to go ahead and play her other single right now. It's called Boom, and it's featuring Snoop Dogg. So let's all take a listen to that, and hopefully we can get in touch with her. If not, we'll have to probably reschedule the interview. But Odessa, if you're out there, give us a call and find out what's going on. So right now it's called Boom. Here it is.
Out there on the dance floor, I gave him all my heart, but I want more. Baby, find my way. Let the music play. He won't get away.
look, we have Odessa on the phone. Welcome.
Hello. I was dancing over here. Let the music play.
Yeah. I hope I'm pronouncing your name correctly.
Yes, you did it perfectly, Odessa. Like, okay. You've known me all my life. Oh, my goodness.
Great. And the audience got to listen to both songs, Ole Ola and Boom, and they were both hot and popping up in here. So I'm sure they got a really, really great treat just by listening in. And now we get to know the person behind it, Odessa. Welcome to Urban Teen.
Thank you so much for having me. Thank you so much. Yeah, those songs were just amazing opportunities that I had. And Ole Ola was an incredible, tense video we were shooting when the sun was about to set, so we had to like shoot everything within like an hour period. So it was so much fun, though. It was so much fun.
Yeah, you can feel the energy in both songs. So, like I mentioned a little bit earlier, you were born in Tampa, Florida, but raised in St. Croix, Virgin Islands. Talk about growing up in the Virgin Islands and what it was like to pursue your dreams and your goals as an artist there.
Oh, my goodness. Well, growing up, I listened to a lot of, like, Boyz II Men, SWV, along with Vico C and, like, Salsa Merengue, because you could get all that music, you know, playing through the islands from Puerto Rico to, like, you know, your Jamaican love, you know, stuff. So it was a little bit of everything from Shaggy, everything. And growing up in island life is so different than city life. That was for sure. My parents are holistic doctors, and so they opened a practice there. So being there and growing up with music in such a, like, a wild environment, like, in the morning, sometimes I would just run to the beach and, like, take a dip in the beach before going to school, and so, like, my hair would be wet, you know, and then, you know, go. So much fun, though. Which my parents were always against, because they're like, you're going to get nappy hair, and I'm like, I already got nappy hair, it's okay. And yeah, going to school was, like, you know, driving by the rum factories every morning. I still remember the smell of the rum factories, and it was just so different, and I was exposed to a lot of different styles of music. So growing up listening to a little bit of everything, that's what I put in my music. And when I decided, you know what, music is something I really want to pursue, my parents were at first super against it. They're like, you know, what are you going to do doing music? You know, even though I grew up singing with my mom in church and things like that. But I came, you know, we moved to Florida, back to Florida, and then I just found incredible people that I was able to team up with, and it took a lot of work. It's not like overnight, but if you have a dream and you cannot see yourself doing absolutely anything else, then you have to put all your passion and effort to making sure that dream comes to reality.
Exactly. Now, you made high-profile cameo appearances with Ciara and Missy Elliott, as well as while you were signed to Universal Latin, you collaborated and toured with Enrique Iglesias and Pitbull, among others. Which
he
like,
is a
so
trip. I'm
diverse.
Serious. You see the persona, and he's like such, you know, he's a handsome guy. I did not expect him to be as tall as he was, because I felt like, oh, they're short. You know, I'm already 5'2", and I mean, I felt 4'2", you know, standing next to him. He has incredible energy, and he's so silly, and you would not expect it from, like, this super hot guy, you know what I mean? And he's just always cracking jokes, and working with Pitbull, he was, like, seriously one of the most amazing people I've worked with. He is all about the business. He brings his fire and brings his, you know, incredible passion to everything, but he makes sure that, like, everything is done perfect and proper, and it tries to be at 100 places in the same time. And then with Ciara, that was incredible. I was able to do the One to Step remix, and then we toured in Japan. So she was incredible. It's statuesquely beautiful woman.
Yeah. And what do you feel you took away from those experiences, like working with such high-profile names? Do you feel that you learned from them and you can bring it to your music and your way of working?
Absolutely. From Pitbull, I understood what people want to go to party for, you know, and that party ambience that you have to. And it's not necessarily just in your music, but it's in the way that you push your voice and in the way that you make somebody move. I mean, he has that in his voice. With Enrique Iglesias, I learned to calm down. Like, I get so hyper, like, oh, my goodness, my Latino-ness just comes out, and I'm like, whoa, 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 you know what I mean? Like, I learned to take it easy, you know what I mean? The world is not going to end tonight on this show, you know, whatever. It's like, you know, you have to pace your energy, and you can enjoy every step. You can have something to remember. Otherwise, everything just becomes blur. And with Ciara, I learned precision. Like, her choreographies and her style is so precise, and she just works hard for everything. And so, you know, it's just that discipline, you know. So, yeah, I learned something from everybody. Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. And they're so all unique in their own right, and but successful, and I can see how they were there. They bring something to the table from each different perspective. So that, yeah, I totally understand that. The success of your releases have sent you on tour in Latin America, Mexico, Italy, Jordan, Spain, and Japan, just to name a few. Was there a difference in feel and mood or response to your music in the different countries as opposed to performing in the U.S.?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Like in Korea, people are so, I mean, they're very, very respectful. And so sometimes they just go as if a little bit more dinner theater. So they're not like up and jumping. So then it's more like a concert. So I'm used to, like, having people like, let's go, bailar, you know, like, stand up, let's get up, you know, help everybody, hands in the air, you know, kind of thing. And they're just, their attitude, I mean, they're loving the show, but their way of showing that love is completely different. So I had to get used to that because I was like, oh, my gosh, nobody likes me. They're going to leave. But no, I mean, everybody just really enjoyed the show. So there is a dynamic, everything from, like, the food, like when I was in Jordan, just, you know, to like being in Italy, it's just every place is different, and people react differently to certain types of music and flow and attitude. So I learned to also see the culture and be able to give them what I think is culture appropriate in regards to a show, in regards to how I am on stage a little bit more, kind of tailor a little bit more, even the selections of music that I play on stage. So every night we would almost be doing a different show in every city, like how I would be like, no, you know what, we're going to put Kama Sutra with people at the end of the show, we're going to put this one at the beginning, and you know what, we're going to throw in, you know, this dance hall song, because I think they're feel dance hall. Or sometimes I'd be like, no, you know what, we're going to do a bachata tonight, because I think these people are going to dance bachata, you know? Like, so all, my DJ was always like, oh my gosh, can we just, like, please keep one lineup that we can all do, and the dancers don't have to be crazy on the stage. But no, I always felt the crowd, and I like to be there a little earlier, because sometimes we'd set up the time and how the show was going to go, and I would arrive half an hour before, and I'd see the crowd, and I'm like, okay, everything's going to go this way now, you know. So now my people are really nice at, you know, feeling me out and making sure they stay at the pace. But, yeah, sometimes it was like, what? We're doing, oh, we're not doing that one. Okay, all right, we're going to do this.
Wow, that sounds exciting, though, and being able to just feel the crowd and know what you think they wanted, and then to be able to deliver that. And that's like, I think that takes a little talent to do that, too, so.
Yeah, it takes a lot of gigging, let me tell you. A lot of gigging, because it's not, you know, bottom line, they go to see you. Yes, you're the artist, but you know, they want to be entertained. You're not just there to sing to them because, wow, I'm just such a great singer. I mean, I feel good and I understand the talent that I have. But at the same time, I'm there to entertain them, for them to forget about the bills, about whose car is going to get repoed tomorrow, or how many things they got to do at work the next day. You know, I want them to just forget and relax for one day, just be a part of something fun and exciting. And that's what I try to do.
Exactly, exactly. Now, Dessa, you are now signed to the veteran independent dance label Cult Records from New York City. Your first three collaborations have featured artists like Snoop Dogg, Pitbull, Flo Rida. After those experiences, what is it like for you as an artist to work with a dance label compared to your experience with Universal Latin?
You know, it's completely different, and the dynamic of everything from how my vision of something is. I mean, sometimes we get into little discussions, you know, like, well, let's find the middle ground, people, okay? So I think it's beautiful because I'm exposed to being able to do a side of me that, you know, Universal might not necessarily been like, okay, we're going to bank on that, you know?
Right,
but,
right.
But she allows me. And then also the features that she has brought up for me to be able to have in my records is completely different. Like, you know, I did things with Lee Fonsi and I did things with other wonderful Latin artists, and now I get the chance to be able to do that same thing in this genre of music, which I absolutely love. And that's exciting, you know what I mean? All these American artists are such talented artists, and for me to even be considered like, hey, you know, let's, you know, put you in the video. And I'm like, yay, I love you so much, Shabak. You know, I mean, because I'm a fan. I'm a fan of every single one of these people. And so my label's been amazing at being able to find me such great opportunities. And she does understand my Latin side, which is the coolest thing, because Colt is amazing. And Lila, which is my boss, you know, she also speaks Spanish. So she speaks Italian, she speaks English, she speaks Spanish. She is, yeah, multicultural. So, like, when I start ranting out in my Spanish, she just followed me right out. You know, so it's not like, what are you saying? No te entender.
Right,
you know,
right.
She's very cool. Like, she's, like, right on, you know, and she understands. And also dabbing into, like, when there's things to do, like, now we're working on something with Pitbull again. She's like, yeah, let's do something a little bit with more of a reggaeton touch and stuff. She understands my other side as well. So she's never opposed for me to also do things in the Latin genre, because she gets me. You know, she gets me as a full artist, and that's what I love about it. And Universal was amazing. Like, they really, and the times that I was signed with them, it was at between, like, 2004-2009. You know, that's when the market crashed and everything, and they still kept investing. They still kept, you know, supporting my career, and they, you know, they were just amazing. It was an amazing label. So I've really had the pleasure of being able to be signed, and nowadays, you know, twice in my life, you know,
right.
Actually three times. Two amazing labels that really support my music. So that doesn't happen often, especially now, you know what I mean? To be like, yeah, I was signed three times during my career, you know?
Yeah. And now some people might not know that you are somewhat of an activist, from lobbying in Washington to being on the Committee of Government Affairs and Public Policy. Talk about how you got involved and why this is important to you as an artist to be involved.
Well, the biggest thing that happened was that right at the time that I was about to be signed with Universal, I had an opportunity to do a jingle. And I just thought, you know what, I'm going to go in there, get my $200, you know, for singing this thing. I'm not going to get it, you know. And it was the worldwide commercial for McDonald's. And if I knew, you know, McDonald's, me encanta. So I went in there, I did my voices and everything. And then they were like, okay, so we'll let you know, if you get it. And then I get a phone call, and then they were like, yeah, you got this mark. I'm like, yeah, what's up? You know what I mean? They gave me my money, and then I started getting these checks, and I honestly thought they were, like, publishing clearinghouse checks. So I, like, went to throw them all away, and my husband's like, you know what? Maybe you should open one before. I'm like, you know what I mean? They all look the same. You'll have won $50,000 if you buy this stuff, you know? And it's like, and I'm like, whatever. So I opened one up, and I'm like, oh, wait, this is a royalty check? And I'm like, what? And then they just, you know, it started coming. So I had to become, you know, signed to what in that day was SAG and AFTRA separate. Now they are SAG AFTRA, one union. So I didn't know the benefits of having health insurance. I mean, of having retirement something, you know what I mean? All of that. I was like, what is this? So they actually helped me to understand what my benefits were. And what my benefits were once I was signed to Universal. So I was like, I didn't even know that existed. So I became involved because me being an artist and now signed to a major label and having done these things, I didn't know what I was a part of. And they helped guide me on how to better understand what a union does, what a union stands for, how they support not just the singers and musicians, but there's also the dancers and what deals with TV, what deals with film, what does, you know, all digital and this, you know, so it was just a huge spectrum that I'm still, like, even 10 years later, and I'm still, like, getting to know more of what we do. But I love to be a part of it because, you know, there's unions are not that many anymore, you know. But
right,
we need
right.
them. We need them to support the talent. You know, we're out there gigging, and, yes, when you have a show, you know, you should have certain benefits. And when, you know, you have insurance, and that's a wonderful thing, so you're not paying out of pocket and your label is actually putting the money into this account that you don't know about. I actually didn't use 2 years of my first, like, being signed with Universal because I didn't even know that was there. So they taught me a lot, and the people that are part of the union are just amazing. Like, I've met the person that was, like, the Lion King, the voice of, like, you know, the voices that you hear in the background music, and I'm like, oh, I love you so much. You know, so you meet a lot of amazingly talented people that not a lot of people see because they're behind the scenes, you know?
Right.
But yeah, I've learned a lot and I'm still learning, and I love to actively be engaged in it, and it's just a wonderful thing to have for all artists.
And just by you talking about it right now, you're educating young people out there that are might be interested in getting in the music industry, that they should know this information, and a lot of them don't when they start out. So just by you talking about it and being involved in it, it's like helping young people too. So I think I applaud you on that, definitely. And you sound
very
passionate.
Well, I hope so. you might have some money out there, I'm just saying. You can actually log on to the website and be like, wait a second, I was in this movie like 2 years ago. They have some funds in there. Could they even help you with that? They even help you with tracking the incomes that you might not even know are out there that have been paid to your name. So, like, everything.
Exactly.
It's just incredible. It's a great system.
Well, what can we expect from Odessa in the future? I know you have some upcoming projects, and we're kind of like running out of time, but I wanted you to talk a little bit about, I wanted to play a little bit from the song, but I'd rather you just go ahead and talk about your upcoming song. I guess it's going to be you featuring you and Pitbull, and I know you're supposed to be doing the video and all that stuff, so give us a little background on that of some upcoming projects, and then let your fans know where they can, I guess, stay connected to you and get in touch with you, and like your website, social media. So just like give a shout out of everything that's coming up for Odessa.
Absolutely. Well, you got upcoming singles coming up with Pitbull. They're right around the corner. You should be hearing those very soon. We're going to be shooting the videos in Miami this next week, actually. And
Yay. Also
we're working, I know, 3 days and like 6 versions of videos. So it's going to be pretty exciting. We have a huge dance crew coming out. They were on America's Best Dance Cruise. So anyways, they're wonderful, wonderful. Working also on my new record and also working on songwriting for other artists as well. So just really trying to get my music out there, not just in one way as an artist, but also as a songwriter. So you'll be hearing a lot.
Okay. And how can your fans connect with you?
You can go onto the website at odessaofficial.com. You can look me up. You can Facebook me as well. It's at Odessa Official. I am also on Twitter, Odessa Official. It's the official. You can just sign right in, and I will take any friends in so you can be friends and part of what I'm doing and what's going on in my daily life.
Wow, wow. Well, Odessa, thank you so much for joining us here at Urban Teen Magazine. It's been a pleasure speaking with you and getting to know you as an artist. Your music is awesome. I'm sure our fans out there will just love you. You sound like you're just a lot of fun. And the music comes through, the love for what you do, it just comes through in everything that we've talked about. So I'm sure you're going to do many, many great things in the future. We wish you much success in everything you do.
Thank you so, so much. And so please be tuned in for that new single, Loca, with Pitbull. And, well, just much love to my label, you know, Cult Records, Lila, and my producer, Don Candiani. And I just know that if anybody out there has a dream, please don't give up on yourselves. Believe in yourself. Just do the work and have discipline in whatever you decide you want to do for yourself, and you'll always be successful.
All right. Awesome. Perfect message. And we're going to end on that note. And thank you all for joining us here at Urban Teen Magazine. And like Odessa said, you can visit her website if you want to know more about her, probably, and find out information about downloading the music. Yes, right here, Ole Allah and Boom featuring Snoop Dogg. Be on the lookout for her new single, I guess, that'll be coming out. It's Loca featuring Pitbull. Don't forget to check out our latest issue of Urban Teen Magazine and be on the lookout for Odessa feature in an upcoming issue. You can get your free copy by visiting urbanteenmagazine.com. If you know of an outstanding, talented teen in your community and would like us to feature them in Urban Teen Magazine, or if you are an entertainer and would like to just come sit down and talk with us here at Urban Teen Magazine Radio, send all your inquiries to info@urbanteenmagazine.com or urbanteenmagazine@yahoo.com. Until next time, this has been your host, Sandra White Stevens, publisher of Urban Teen Magazine. As always, remember to stay positive and follow your dreams.